The Charles Dickens Children's Collection. Oliver Twist. Narrated by Guy Mott. In the Workhouse. Oliver Twist was an orphan. His mother died on the very day he was born. No one knew who his father was. He was given the surname Twist by the Beadle. The Beadle, whose name was Mr. Bumble, was a kind of church policeman. He was responsible for finding homes for orphans and making sure they were taken care of. But Mr. Bumble didn't have much time for children. Oliver grew up in a baby farm. This was a place that looked after young children without parents. The local church paid for their care, but they didn't pay very much. Certainly not enough for toys, cakes, or Christmas trees, or any of the things that children enjoy. A woman called Mrs. Mann ran the baby farm. She was selfish and kept most of the money she was meant to spend on the children for herself. As a result, the children were always hungry and only had old torn clothes that were always too big or too small. By the time Oliver Twist was 9 years old, he was a pale, thin child. But on the inside, he was clever, kind, and spirited. Now he was 9, he was too old to stay at the baby farm. Mr. Bumble came to take Oliver off to the workhouse. This was where poor people were fed and sheltered, though not well, in exchange for work. Oliver's job was to unpick old tar-covered strands of ship's rope so the fibre could be used again. It was boring, and it hurt his hands. Oliver and the other boys who worked there were fed in a large stone hall. There was a great copper bowl at one end, and the workhouse master ladled gruel out of it at mealtimes. The gruel was a sort of watery porridge. The boys were allowed one ladle of gruel, no more. It was all they ate, except on special occasions when they each got a small piece of bread. For months, Oliver Twist and his companions slowly starved. At last, they got so desperate that they decided someone had to speak up. Someone had to ask for more food. The task fell to Oliver Twist. The evening arrived and the boys took their places. The master, in his cook's uniform, stationed himself by the copper bowl. The gruel was served. The gruel was eaten up. Every last watery drop of it. The boys whispered to each other and winked at